Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Quiet Earth Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is Will Coy, and tonight we're going to have a special guest, Oliver Noble, who wrote, directed, and co-produced a short film called Night of the Living Jews, a comedic spoof from obviously from the George Romero movie Night of the Living Dead, and so we should have a lot of fun here tonight. Let me bring on my co-host now, Quiet Earth. Just a moment, Quiet Earth, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you excited tonight?
Oh, yeah, I just got the movie today, and I have watched it three times, actually, today, and I have to say, it is awesome.
Yeah, I know you're the zombie man, so you enjoyed it. You're pretty stoked about the movie, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, after the show, I'm going to be putting up a review of it, and, you know, it's great. It's really professionally done. It's a great short film, and it's a great addition to the zombie genre.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, let's go ahead and bring our guest on, Oliver Noble, just a moment here. Let's see if I can get him on here. Okay, there we go. Oliver, you there?
Hey, I'm here, I think.
Okay, great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just start off. First of all, won't you tell us a little bit about your movie that you made here?
Well, it's a Hasidic Jewish zombie movie set in the Borscht Belt about a group of Hasidic Jews living in a bungalow colony who get turned into flesh-eating zombies by some matzah with a dark history, and they descend upon a Gentile family who lives in their farmhouse.
It already sounds funny.
It does. I'll let people know. Now you can. This is going to be premiering, I understand, at Woodstock Film Festival. I believe that's in New York this coming Friday. Is that correct?
It's good. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, for people to know, if they want to see the trailer of this movie, you can go to www.quietearth.us. Also, I believe you can go to nightofthelivingjews.com, where you can see the trailer of this film, and I encourage you to do that, folks. I guess my first question would be, are you a big zombie fan or a George Romero fan? I mean, what inspired you to do this movie?
I'm a pretty big zombie fan, probably not as big as maybe you guys and some of the listeners, but I really I haven't seen every single zombie movie. But I've seen all the George Romero ones and some of the other ones, and I really like them, especially Night of the Living Dead. So, yeah, I guess that makes me a big zombie fan.
Okay. Let anybody that's listening live tonight, you can call in at area code 646-716-7562 if you have a question for Mr. Noble. I take it, does the movie kind of follow the same storyline, Night of the Living Dead, or are there any other, or did you kind of just is it a totally different type of movie?
I don't know if it's a totally different type of movie. It doesn't follow the same storyline exactly. No, it's not like a direct parody of Night of the Living Dead. It's its own thing, hopefully.
Right.
Well, I have a question. You said it's based in the Borscht Belt, or like around the Catskills area. So I guess for people that don't know, like, New York Jewish culture, can you tell us what that is?
The Borscht Belt and the Catskills. The Catskills are a mountain range in upstate New York where a lot of Jewish people spend their summer vacation sometimes. And that's pretty much what that is. But it's a little more like, it's not as thriving as it was like a couple decades ago. So it's there's a lot of like semi-abandoned bungalow colonies, and it's where I grew up too. So I was grew up around all that kind of stuff.
So you were telling me back in like the 50s era that there was a lot of Jewish nightclubs and stuff up in that area.
Yeah, yeah, and like you know the like term Borscht Belt comic, that's where that comes from. So, and my great grandfather was actually a Borscht Belt comic, but Harry Harris was his name.
Harry Harris. Okay, I have to ask. Now the hero in this movie, he goes by the name of John Leibowitz, who as you can see in the trailer, he calls himself a half-breed, so I guess, you know, he's like half-Jewish.
Yeah.
He seems to be kind of laughing through the entire movie, which I think it adds to the comedy of it.
I don't know. I think he's pretty stone cold. I mean, and in reality, too, he's a pretty bad guy. So,
did you say stoned or stone cold?
Stone cold, but possibly stoned too.
Okay.
Now for somebody who's non-Jewish out there, I take it the family, there's kind of a spoof there with the family that's in the home. They're Gentiles or Christians? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. The religion is never necessarily specified, but yeah, they're Christians.
Now, I saw on the trailer, it's like they have a small pig there. I think, is that how, now, how do you defeat zombie Jews? How are you supposed to defend yourself?
Well, you gotta get them with the non-kosher food is basically the concept for destroying them. And, like, the average Hasidic Jewish zombie can just be killed by, like, it touching their skin or something like that. But the rabbi, who is the head honcho of the group, you need to actually fire a bacon cheeseburger into his heart.
Okay.
The ultimate non-kosher food.
You know, because he's got the meat and the dairy and the bacon, which is pork, which isn't kosher to begin with. So it's like a double threat there.
Yeah, wasn't there some onions on there too?
It could have onions, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we do have a caller line. This may be... let me just introduce. Let me see who this is. Just one moment, okay? All right. Area code 845. You're on Quiet Earth Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Well, maybe they might be on hold or something. But anyhow, I take it now. I saw that you. Now you did this most of this movie. Now you set up in the Catskills. Now you did this on your. I guess you filmed all of this on your own property. Is that right?
Yeah, most of it. A lot of it in an abandoned mink coop we have on our property, and then, but not that we never raised mink personally, but there was mink here a couple owners back, and then the other part of it we shot at an abandoned bungalow colony down the road from me.
Okay. Have you done any other films before? Is this something, had you had any other experience doing films before, Oliver?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked on some different range of film sets and with a photographer who helped out a lot and actually helped me. I came up with the concept with him named Roy. And, but more like assistant work. And then I made a couple short films of my own, too. But this has been the biggest one so far.
Okay. So can I ask, what inspired you to do this film? I mean, where did you get the idea?
I mean, well, a lot of it was from, like, living in this area and with around all these old Jewish bungalow colonies. And then, I mean, really, it's just like I thought you can't go too wrong with a Hasidic Jewish zombie movie. Like, even if I wanted an idea that even if I really messed it up, it would still be pretty good.
Okay.
So.
Well, you were saying you got the idea while on a road trip with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's when it solidified, but it was those components. Yeah, I was on a road trip actually with Roy, assisting him. He was shooting at Route 66. So we were traveling across the country. I think it might have been somewhere in Texas near the...
Yeah, that's not far from me.
Oh, really? Where you live?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, yeah. That the idea came. It was either in Texas or L.A., I forget. But that's how it happened.
Well, tell me, what was a typical day on the set at Night of the Living Jews? What would a typical day be like on the set?
It would start around 5:30 in the evening, and it would end around 5:36 in the morning, and it was always chaotic. And we had originally planned to shoot the movie over 5 days, but it ended up taking 10 days. So there was a lot of begging the actors not to walk off set, but they were all great. They were all amazing. They were committed. And they had to be committed after the shoot, but that's a different story. So it was good. There was a lot of disasters, but no one was too badly injured.
Yeah.
Does that mean some broken bones?
Yeah. I mean, I stepped on a nail at one point.
Ouch.
But it was just flesh wounds, you know.
Yeah. Just a tetanus shot, no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy because no one slept enough the whole time. And
now you mentioned on your about page about you said one shot lasted 24 hours. How come it took 24 hours to do that one shot?
It wasn't one shot. It was one shoot day that the last shoot day. We ended up shooting 24 hours straight,
wow.
And we had to reshoot the end of that because it didn't come out very well. So the last 6 hours, no one was really giving it their all, including myself. So it didn't come out as hoped for. But we reshot it, and it came out great.
Gotcha.
Well, I think people would be interested to know, how did you end up going with the film career?
I always wanted to do something that was, like, kind of entertainment-based when I was really young. I wanted to be an opera singer when I was like 7 or 8, and then I wanted to be an actor, and then somehow that I still like that too. I'm the first zombie in the movie, but then somehow where along the line that segued kind of into writing and directing.
So you told me you actually dropped out of high school to do this.
Yeah, I did. I dropped out. I didn't drop out specifically to do this project, but I dropped out specifically to work on films. I dropped out after the 9th grade of high school, and I'm now 20. And I made a couple short films, including this one, which was kind of the culmination. And now I'm moving to Los Angeles with my friend Sam, who shot the movie.
Cool.
The cinematographer. Cool. And we're going to go make it big. So if you're listening to this out in Los Angeles,
you wanted to be an opera singer, I got to ask, did you learn Italian?
Am I Italian?
No, did you learn Italian?
Did I learn Italian? No, I've just sung it in my own language. but for a little while there, that seemed like the thing to do.
Okay, let me ask you now. I understand. Was the executive producer John? Is it John Bongiorno? Is that how you pronounce it?
Okay.
Oliver, is his area code the same as yours, Oliver?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, let me try. I'm going to try this other, because he's still on hold. Let me try to see if this is him. Just one moment. Hello, 845 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, that's me. I've been listening to the show. It's John Bongiorno.
Hey, John. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, John.
I've been like, screaming. You guys going with that hold?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't get you the first time, but okay, now we got you on here. We're just talking about the movie here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your participation in this movie, John?
I like the segue. So we went from Italian opera to the Italian producer. Oliver and Sam had asked me to produce a film, and I'd asked them if they had ever made some films, and they showed me some short films that they made, which were actually really funny and good quality. You know, and then when I found out how they did it, like really just made them themselves, truly just made them themselves, it was pretty pretty interesting. So we were all working on another film last summer, and I said, if you got the other producer, Valerie, to help out, I'd do it, because I read the script and thought it was really funny.
Yeah, we met John while we were working as PAs on another movie, a bigger movie that John was producing, Racing Daylight, and we kind of like suckered John and Valerie, who were two of the producers, and a lot of the crew into coming and helping us work on our little movie. neither of us.
Yeah, it was cool because we got to work with a lot of the same people, and my background was comedy, and believe it or not, I had made one other comedy horror flick, and these guys, you know, I mean, they had the locations picked out. It was written. It looked like, well, we were supposed to shoot in 5 days, but and that was something that I was like, oh, that's great. We can do it in 5 days. That'd be fantastic. You have to work out a little bit longer than that.
Right. What was that comedy horror film you did, John?
It was Catskill Chainsaw Redemption. It's about a chainsaw murderer who runs out of gas.
Yeah. Well, I have a question to you real quick. I was wondering, who's your favorite comedian, or who inspired y'all as far as the comedy in this movie? Who inspired y'all the most?
I don't know. Mel Brooks is kind of a big one in this genre.
Yeah.
I don't know about in comedy in general who my favorite comedian is, but like, you know, Mel Brooks, George Romero, hybrid kind of thing.
Okay.
that's a good combination.
It's a great way to explain it because it's exactly that. And if you look at it and you take it for that, you know, you can't dispute the fact that it's really funny. Besides the fact that it looks fantastic, you know, if you look at the production value from it, it's really amazing. And we had some phenomenal people get involved with it, people that we could not even afford just based on the concept. And we had a lot of really good people help out because I think each time when you meet Oliver and Sam, it's kind of infectious. But then when you actually see what they created, you know, it was amazing because it's funny. And the quality is fantastic. So it's like everybody kind of got involved, and we got some great people with music and sound. So at the end of it, you know, it looks and sounds really great.
And editing, actually. We managed totally out of the blue, actually. I have to give Valerie, the other producer, credit for this. She got Brian Berdan, who edits a lot of Oliver Stone's movies, to edit a good portion of this. And then Sam and I edited another portion of it. And then we got Danny Bloom, who... I'm sorry, I feel totally self-promoting, but Danny Bloom definitely needs to be mentioned because he scored all the original music for it, and he's a Grammy-winning composer who saw, like, a flyer around Woodstock when we were first getting ready to shoot the movie. We put flyers around Woodstock saying, like, Hasidic zombies wanted to try and cast all the hordes of zombies we needed. So he saw that, and he said, you know, I can't really be a zombie right now, but if you do want a score, I could do that. And he did, and he did I think a really amazing job.
Well, I have to agree with that because after watching the movie three times today, I'm going to say that again, the music and the sound effects were awesome. It's up to like a top-notch Hollywood film.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, guys, we may have a call here question, so just hold on one moment. Let me see if I could bring them on.
Okay.
Just a second here. Okay, area code 212, welcome to Quiet Earth Radio. Area code 212.
Are you messing up that phone system again?
I think somebody just called in, but either they're just giving us a silent treatment or don't know they're on here. Well, you know, you were just talking about Mel Brooks. Now, Mel Brooks did his own kind of horror comedy spoof, Young Frankenstein, on Frankenstein. And I love that movie. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's another one that I thought about while I was making this.
And it's also shot in black and white.
Exactly. Same basic deal, except zombies, vampires, the whole, you know, the deal, the thing.
Well, I got a question.
Okay.
So the way you portrayed the Gentile family, which are, you know, the Christian family, was kind of what very Norman Rockwell picture, kind of. and there's a one point in there, they put a picture over the window, and it looks like a picture of Nancy and Ronald Reagan. Is that it?
It should have been, but it's not. It's actually a picture of my, like, great-great aunt and uncle or something that we had. And that it's not Nancy and Ronald Reagan, but it could have been.
Yeah, with the plus contents of that house, I was thinking that would be a great addition. You know, Ronald and Nancy Reagan in addition to, you know, the deer head and everything.
No, that is exactly who they would have had on the wall had they had a president on the wall. It would have been Nancy and Ronald Reagan. But, yeah.
We'll Photoshop that in now.
Yeah.
Well, so you said, Oliver, you think about heading out to L.A. Are you thinking about continuing. What type of movies would you want to make in the future?
That's a tough one. I want to do
comedy.
Says John. So I'll agree. That sounds right. Comedy and maybe a little horror in there too. You never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just features mainly. Ones I can get money to make is the kind of movies I'm interested in making right now.
Gotcha.
So are you looking to go with more, odd kind of movies, you know, zombie genre flicks, or are you looking to go more mainstream?
I'm looking to do, like I said, whatever I can sell. My goal is to sell out as quick as possible.
Well, at least it's not, right?
You know, I think the greatest thing about this, you know, when you watch this film, it shows that he can do both, you know? I mean, you know, clearly the jokes are parodies, you know, of those horror flicks, but they're well done, and the comedy's there. So, you know, the jokes, he really exploits both genres. You know, my goal is to get him to do, you know, a comedy, because I really see that he's got a really good comedic, he's got great timing, he's got good writing, and he knows how to execute on film, which is really tough. You know?
Stop it, John.
No. In all seriousness, I mean, if you watched it three times today, you'll watch it over and over, and you'll keep seeing that there's more and more jokes in there.
Yeah.
How about you, John? Do you have any projects here in the future?
Yeah. Right now, I'm working on a screenplay from a book that I acquired with my wife called American Roulette. It's about the #1 casino cheat in American history. And then I'm producing a documentary about these black DJs called National Soul Brother. And then hopefully Oliver and I will be able to work on our next comedy, which we're kicking around right now as far as writing it.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Sounds good.
Is that going to be another comedy horror or?
No.
In some ways, but not directly.
you don't want to give us any more details?
I'll leave that up to John.
No. We can't let anything go yet.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, we do have another caller. Let me see if I can bring him on just a moment.
Okay.
Good.
I like the caller's part.
Okay. Area code 917. Welcome to Quiet Earth Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Roddy.
What's going on?
No, it's Henry.
Hey, Henry. What's going on? This is Henry, the one of the associate producers and the assistant director / assistant camera.
Okay.
Slash, everything else.
And slash, yeah. It's a good slasher film, all right.
What?
That's what I call a slasher film.
The slasher film, yeah. What's going
on? You guys must have had you sound like you guys probably had a lot of fun there on the set.
We did. I hope. I think I did, anyway.
Yeah.
I think it got tense, too. Right, Henry?
There was a little tension here and there, but for the most part, we got through it.
Yeah, for the whole part, I think we got through it. I mean, we're through it. But yeah, I mean, of course, there was some
bumps in the road, but it's to be expected at such a low budget. I think these guys did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, the fun part, you know. I mean, the festivals. I don't know if you mentioned it before I got on, but you know, this weekend it's played at the Woodstock Film Festival, so this, you know, now it's going to be fun, you know. We're going to see all the hard work. It's going to look great.
And also, go to our website and sign up for our mailing list. And if we're convincing you to see it, sign up for our mailing list, and we'll tell you when other screenings are, and eventually when the DVD is coming out.
Okay. Well, you're definitely going to run the festival circuit for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely the plan. Yes. For like probably a year or so.
Cool. Well, anyone out there who's got Sundance connections, let them know.
Yeah.
Well, now, this will be playing at Woodstock. Do you know what? Do you have a time yet?
It's playing at 9:45 on this coming Friday, but it's sold out. But, you know, come and try and sneak in. It'll be fun.
Oh, so it's just Friday the 13th?
Is it Friday? I think it's the Friday the 12th, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's the 12th.
One day off.
Well, that would be a good marketing tactic.
It would be.
Yeah.
Thinking of that marketing tactic, you could also make that tagline, Mel Brooks meets George Romero.
Yeah, we could.
So, you guys still bringing the topless zombies to the party?
The topless. We have a live pig, but I'm still working on the topless zombies. We've got a live pig, we've got bacon cheeseburgers, and he brew beer.
You got to have the props
if we brew. And our sponsors, our presenters, Heave Magazine are going to be there, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. Check out Heave Magazine too if you like I Live in Jews. You'll probably like a lot of stuff there. HeaveMagazine.com or at a Barnes & Noble where magazines are sold.
Well, I have to ask, did you guys get any threatening calls from the JDL while you were filming this or since then?
A couple of rabbis have been mouthing off to me a little bit, but then there's really cool rabbis too. Like I got a email just recently from a rabbi in Texas who wanted us to come down and do a screening for his congregation. That's probably the wrong word, but yeah. So it's been a little bit of both, but it's mostly good. Mostly good. Not too much flack.
Wow.
Well, let's see here, guys. I'm gonna put Eric on 917. I'll put you on hold for just a moment, and we're gonna have another caller here. Okay.
Thank you. Say good luck, guys.
Give me a call later.
Okay, Erica 585. You're on Quiet Earth Radio.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just wondering, how Jewish is this movie?
What do you mean? How should I measure it in Jewishness?
Well, I don't care much for Jews, and I want to know, should I see it or not?
Probably not, no. Like, if I were going to give it between, like, 1 star of David and 5 stars of David, I'd give it, like, a 4.5.
Okay.
I'd give it a 4.5, too.
Yeah.
4.5 stars of David Jewish.
585. He's gone. He's gone. So. All right, we'll bring back 917 here.
I knew we were...
I like that, Stars of David. That's good.
So I take it, like I said, you guys, so you're getting ready to do this premiere here. Woodstock, do you have any other, where are you trying to take the film next?
Well, since we literally just finished it like 10 days ago, we had to submit to Woodstock with a rough cut.
Okay.
But now we have to sit down, look at over all the film festivals, and figure out.
And some obvious ones, you know, there's Aspen Comedy Fest coming up in a couple of months, and I know that deadline's coming up, and there's Montreal coming up that have a really solid film festival to it, which I think would be good. And of course, you know, we have to sit down and think about some other ones.
Okay, sounds awesome. Sounds great. Well, it sounds like you guys, you got this first film behind you, and you sound like all of you got some talent here as far as filming. Sounds like you guys are you know, heading in the right direction. So, you know, I wish you luck, and I'm looking forward to seeing this short film myself. So hopefully, I think Quiet Earth is going to be putting a review and putting on his website, so it looks good.
Well, great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to actually put up a review tonight so people can get a little more taste for it. But, I'm one of the lucky few that has gotten to see it, and thanks, Oliver, for that.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Welcome
to the show now.
Okay, yeah, we're about to wind down here. We only got about a minute, guys. Oliver Noble, I really appreciate you coming on. And I believe Buongiorno, appreciate you coming on also. And as again, I wish you guys luck.
Me too.
Sorry, and y'all have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
So, Will Coy.
Right, yep.
Do you think we should have mentioned anything about the Indians beating the Yankees last night?
Well, I think you just did, so I think it's still
probably... we're still alive!
Well, we've got just a few more seconds here, so anything you wanted to end with, Quiet Earth? You got anything on your website you wanted to announce?
Oh, I just want to say this movie is really awesome, and if you watch Saturday Night Live, it's awesome. That's from a skit. I ain't going to go into it. But, we're putting up a review tonight, and yes, the Indians beat the Yankees. The Yankees got knocked out, and the Indians are going to take the series. That's my home team, baby. I don't really have much else to add. We got, like, what, 17 seconds here?
Yeah, let me just end real quick. I want to let everybody know we're doing a special show this Thursday night On the 11th, we're going to have Kevin Wheatley, the writer, co-producer, and star of the movie The Beach Party at Threshold of Hell, which National Lampoon's is distributing out to theaters this coming October, I believe, 19th. So it should be a lot of fun this coming Thursday. And that show is going to be at 9 p.m.
Great. I'm looking forward to it, man. I've got the movie, and I'll be watching it beforehand, and we'll have a great interview.
That'll be great. Okay. Well, Quiet Earth, that'll do it for tonight. You have a good night, and I'll see you Thursday, okay?
Good night, folks.
Okay, good night.